Kumusta, Texas? Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, US, Philippines, Canada, UK, Australia, United Arab Emirates, o nasan man kayo ngayon. At ano man ang ginagawa ninyo, samahan niyo ako sa isa na namang oras ng Usapang Off the Record. I am your host, Eileen Ligotizon. I'm an attorney licensed in the state of Texas and in the Philippines, and I'm the managing partner of Ligotizon Law Firm based here in Houston, Texas. Mapapanood at mapapakinggan nyo kami every Friday at 9 p.m. Central Time and Saturday naman yan sa Philippines at 10 in the morning. We are live stream via Roof Chamber Radio Pinoy Facebook page and YouTube channel. And also, you can watch a live show sa aking Facebook page, Eileen Ligot Dizon. So like and follow us so you will be notified if we have incoming or upcoming live shows. Yeah. And of course, kami rin ay mapapakinggan via Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Pocket Casts, Overcast, and Listen Notes. Kaya kung hindi nyo kami masamahan sa live show, mapapakinggan nyo naman ang recorded show namin sa Facebook page ng Roof Chamber Radio Pinoy and also yung sa mga podcast namin, of course. Ngayon ay we have a very special episode dahil nga nalalapit na ang Independence Day sa Philippines. Ayun ay we are celebrating it every June 12 of the year. And kaya naman today, ang episode natin, pag-uusapan natin ang Philippine Kalayaan Houston. At syempre pa ang 124th Independence Day celebration natin ngayong taon. And of course, sasagutin natin ang mga katanungan ng ating mga audience and listeners ngayon na nasa live show tungkol nga dito sa nalalapit na event. Sa June 12. At of course, makakasama natin ang ilang mga officers ng Philippine Kalayaan Houston, PKH 2022. At I'm proud to say na part ako ng event na yan. Isa rin ako sa mga tumutulong para sa para ma-organize natin itong isang napakalaki at napakahalagang event na isine-celebrate ng lahat ng mga Filipinos around the world. Kaya naman, introduce na natin at kilalanin natin ang ating mga guests for tonight. Guests, plural, marami-rami tayo ngayon. Kaya ihanda nyo na ang inyong mga comments, ang inyong mga katanungan. Just post them on the comment box at babasahin natin yan during the live show. So now, let me introduce our featured guests for today. Unahin na natin, syempre pa. She is a physical therapist practicing in the, you know, Clear Lake area. She graduated from the University of the Philippines College of Allied Medical Professions. Currently, she is the president of the University of the Philippines Alumni Association in Houston and Registration Committee of the Philippine Kalayaan Houston. Mga kapatid, kababayan, kaibigan, let's welcome Ruth Adzuara. Hi, Ruth.
Hi.
Welcome to the show again.
Thank you. Hi, good evening. And again, thank you for having me again in your show, Attorney Eileen.
Of course naman, Ruth was my guest in one of our shows, earlier episode natin yan. We talk about guardianship, right, Ruth?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, so now Ruth, let's introduce the next guest na makakasama natin ngayon. She is a product of Colegio de Santa Isabel, Naga City. She worked in commercial real estate. She is very active in the Phil-Am community. She is actually the past president of Bicol USA Houston. She was the past chair of the Filipino Council of South Texas, I think this is the FACOS, right? And she is a past chair of the Philippine American Chamber of Commerce, Texas, Greater Houston Region, and committee chair of this special organization of the Philippine Kalayaan Houston. Let's welcome Tess Tuwazan. Hi, Tess. Welcome to Usapang Off the Record.
Hi, it's nice to be with you again, Eileen. Good evening, good day to everyone who is listening to us or watching us live. And I hope to be a part of this show and give you the information you need for your audience.
Yes, and may mga katanungan sasagutin si Tess later on at i-share sa atin regarding the events. Now, let's introduce our third guest. He graduated BS in Mechanical Engineering in FEATI, Fiati University. He worked as a principal piping designer in oil and gas. He is the PKH chairman this year, 2022. He's also the president of BICOL, National Association of America, Knights of Rizal Makabayan chapter organizer and commander. He is the past president of the BICOL USA Houston chapter, past president Houston Millennium Lions Club, past chair of the FACT, the Philippine American Council of Texas. And currently, he is a self-employed realtor after he retired as engineer. So welcome, Archie Zalun. Archie, welcome to the show.
Hey. Good evening to everyone. Thanks, Aileen, for having me. And I'm glad that I'm here and making a good kind of information to all the your listener and watching this tonight. And thank you. And this is a big opportunity for me to spread this news to all of us, although there's only 2 days to go. So I hope we can get more people to come anyway. So
yes,
thank you.
And of course, Archie, baka yung ating mga audience ay may mga katanungan regarding the event. I know that you're there. Everybody's ready to answer those questions. Katulad na sabi mo, 2 days na lang, dalawang araw na lang. So let's introduce our last guest, last but not, but certainly not the least. let me introduce our guest. He is actually a graduate of BS Electrical Engineering. She earned a degree from the University of the Philippines. He worked for over 40 years as senior project manager, general manager, director of business development, project engineer, and professional electrical engineer for power, oil, gas, liquefied natural gas or LNG, and petrochemical industries. He is now happily retired and busy in the community. He is the past chair of PKH, the Philippine Kalayaan Houston organization. He is also the founding chairman of FACUST, the co-founder of PCCI, the president of UP, University of the Philippines Alumni Association Houston chapter for 3 terms. He is a regional vice president of the University of the Philippines Alumni Association in America. And also, he is the chapter commander of Knights of Rizal at marami pang iba. Okay? Yes, and let's welcome sa ating dito sa Usapang of the Record, Wally Arias. Welcome to the show.
Good evening. Thank you, Aileen, for inviting me here. It's my honor to be among the participants in tonight's Usapang Off the Record, esteemed leaders of Houston, City of Houston. And I'm proud to be to share with them the podium today and be able to impart some of information that the people may want to ask us. Thank you.
Yes, and welcome dito sa Usapang of the Record. Napakasaya naman ngayon dahil napakarami natin ngayon, ano? Marami din tayo mapag-uusapan. And I'm very excited kasi marami mga nanonood sa atin all over the world, hindi lamang dito sa Texas. So, pwedeng yung iba na may mga katanungan ay nasa ibang bansa or papunta pa lang sila dito and they want to know more about Texas, you know, mga kababayan natin, mga Filipinos everywhere. Alam mo naman tayo mga Filipino, kahit saan tayo mapunta, 'di ba? We thrive. 'Di ba? So, speaking of ano, kahit saan tayo mapunta, nagkataon, nagkatagpo ay napunta tayo lahat sa Houston. So we want to know your immigration story. Actually, yung mga kababayan natin na mga interesado, they're interested to come over here. They want to know how did you end up here in the U.S., specifically here in Houston. And we know there are some struggles, challenges in life, but how did you overcome those challenges? So tell us about your journey to the U.S. What does it look like and what was the most difficult part of coming over here? So unahin na natin si Wally.
Okay. Well, just like most Filipinos in the Philippines, we wanted to have a good future, economically speaking. And at the time, of course, I went to the U.S. in 1971. That's about 50, almost 50 years now that I have been in the, in fact, 51 years here in Houston. And I initially came here and immigrated to Jacksonville, Florida, stayed there for 4 years, then migrated to Houston, where I've been here for 47 years. So I have enjoyed Houston quite a bit. My journey is not different than most of the immigrants from the Philippines. Luckily for me, though, in the third day of my arrival, I already got employed as an electrical engineer. A company gambled on me and was fortunate enough to succeed in my career. And fortunately for me, I have not had much difficulty adjusting. And I guess I attribute that to the Filipino character also. I determined myself to succeed. And so I just went ahead and tried to assimilate as much as I can with the new country that I came to. And Filipino culture, I still practice. In our household, we still speak Filipino.
Tagalog.
So that's our common language here, and we will always be proud to speak it. Of course, different professionally, but the Filipino culture is ingrained with us, and we practice it day in, day out.
So, Wally, did you teach your children to speak Tagalog purposely, well, or they just wala silang choice?
During the time, the early years, in the 70s, okay, there was not much Filipino community where I went to in Jacksonville, and as a newcomer, our intent was for our siblings, our kids, children, to immediately assimilate with the American children. And so we did not really impart on them the ability to speak the language, although they absorb it, not necessarily a spoken language, but they could understand us whenever we speak, especially with the gesture of anger. They know that right away. But that I regret that I did not do that to my children.
Mm-hmm. So they did not tell you dad, we can call 911. Did they ever tell you that? Dad, we can call 911.
No, because they're being taught. I'm proud to say that they grew up the Filipino way, very much Filipino.
Very much Filipino yung pinapalo ka.
We have our moments with our kids. And I can see them teaching their kids. They are now grown up, of course, and have their families. And I'm proud to say that they some of those traits that they have inherited from us, they were also showing to the kids.
Uh-huh. And so they pass it on. They pass it on.
Yeah, they pass it on.
Because that's what they learned. They've been, you know, they grew up with that kind of parenting style. So they adapt. Yeah. And so how about you, Ruth? Ikaw naman, Ruth.
Oh, my story is, it kind of parallels Wally's story, only about maybe more than 10 or so years later, because I came here in the 80s, and I came with a group of therapists, and the hard part was trying to assimilate the culture, because I came to I came to Texas, so Texas is almost like a country by itself.
Yes, so everything is bigger here.
So food is different. Everything was different, but it made it easier because I was with a group of therapists and a group of nurses. I came to know some of the nurses, Filipino nurses too. So we had a good support system. So that made it easier for me at that time.
Yeah, so that's good because you have support system, you know.
Yeah.
And that's how we actually thrive in a foreign place. So you find a support group. So that's good that you have this group of physical therapists. How big is the population of Filipino physical therapists here in Houston? Do you know?
Here in Houston, I would say there's a lot. Not just physical therapists, occupational therapists. I think there are some speech therapists also. So in the rehab professionals, I would say maybe a good 100 in Houston, only just in Houston.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, so
not really sure, but yeah, in Texas,
unlike nurses, we have probably thousands. No,
yeah, I know some therapists in Tyler, Texas, in Dallas, but in Houston itself, napakadami.
Oh, that's good to know. Kasi syempre, may mga kababayan tayong gustong pumunta dito, and I notice whenever they, you know, they post a message on sa mga Filipino groups sa Facebook. Mm-hmm. It's nice to have that kind of yung mga groups, because before they come to that place, they ask, you know, I'm coming to Houston. Where's the best place to go, you know? So they find a support group already just right there sa Facebook bago pa lang sila dumating. Yeah. So that's good that we have that kind of,
It's a technology. Nice place to be, Houston. Mainit, yeah. Parang Pilipinas.
Parang ngayon, 100 yata tayo ngayon, 100 degrees tayo ngayon.
100 degrees.
So Ruth, thank you. We want to hear naman from Tess to Wazon. What was your journey to the U.S. like, and what Philippine culture do you
I arrived here in 1984. That was 38 years ago. My first hometown was San Francisco. Then I moved to Stamford, Connecticut. And from Connecticut to Roswell, Georgia. But I have lived, and from there to Houston, and I have been here since 96, so I have really set my roots here in Houston, and have been so active in the Filipino community, and I'm semi-retired from the commercial real estate industry, and I'm looking forward to doing something outside of that profession and continue working.
Ayan. So iba pa rin Tess, kapag involved ka sa community, not just sa work, you know, parang you have other sense of, you know, existence in sense of purpose.
You have to give back to your community, and that's one way of showing your malasakit. And while you're taking care of your family, as a Filipino, you take care of your Filipino-American community as well. And my son, who is here in Houston, knows about what we go through. And he was born here, and yet he is so Filipino in his ways that even his American friends, when they come to the house, he tells him, you better mano my mommy, you better kiss her hand or else she won't feed you. Or else she won't feed you. So all her friends would come here and it's and yeah, mano sila sa akin.
And then they do the po and opo.
Opo.
Tama.
Opo.
Yes. Opo.
Tamaan sila ng chinelas.
Ang takot lang nila sa chinelas, ano?
Even my apo, I mean, I don't hit them, but then when I say, you want chinelas? Oh, no, no. No.
For
no,
some
no.
reason, they're scared of the chinelas, right?
Oh, the word yeah. chinelas can, you know.
Uh-huh. And, okay, so, tatanungin sana natin si Archie. Siguro mamaya tanungin natin siya, no? Okay, so, talaga naman na wherever we go, we still carry with us our, you know, our culture. And also, not just culture, but tradition. So we have this, and this, the celebration of the Independence Day is actually a tradition that we do every year in the Philippines and we carry that one here. Now, I want to know din naman si Archie. Archie?
Yes.
So yeah, I want to know your immigration story.
Yeah, okay. Is this my time now?
Yes, please yeah. tell us about your sorry, no, sorry. Your
there's some I have to go down to get something like the like glipsang electricity. Anyway, okay. Good evening again. My wife and myself arrived here year of 1981. And well we don't have any plan really to stay here. We came here without husband and wife. So nothing of like staying in longer than just what we think of just saving money, you know. Mm-hmm. So that's our purpose really. So 1981 we arrived and stayed for a while in New York, and then through the invitation of the relative or the uncle of Gwen, my wife, we landed here in Houston, and we're both of our line of work are both are applicated, works that are available here in Houston. So but then on that, she was able to get job immediately. But on that time, 1981 was not a good time for the engineering. So I mm-hmm. think as early as 79, they kind of slowed down. So not until the year 1990 that I was given the opportunity to practice my engineering here in Houston. So, starting 1990.
Since then, you're already in the engineering field, right?
Yes. So
how did
back
you
then,
end up with the organizations?
Say that again.
How did you end up becoming involved, so involved in these different organizations?
Yeah, well, it started on our Bicol USA Houston chapter. Mm-hmm. And because that time, my first child was born 1982, and then 85. So that 1990 is the time that we joined the Bicol USA. So, mm-hmm. so it was just when you meet someone, okay, why don't you join this? Why don't you join us? Something like that. So we ended up like joining actually during the time of Fidel Ramos came here during the Pacos time. I remember that, Wally. We already as a member of the Bicol USA. So it was just a not an intention of of becoming here. Becoming a one of those leaders in the
leaders,
association.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
but what Filipino culture do you practice at home?
Well, at home, everybody, except when we spoke with our children, then we speak English, but it's Bicol. I mean, both of us came from one town in Camarines Norte, in Dait, which is the capital town. We talk Bicol, so they kind of mix, but they understood Bicol in Tagalog, both of my children.
Oh, that's really nice. I didn't learn it. No, Archie. My mom is from Bicol. Nako, if she's watching right now, sabi niya.
Really? Ligut is what what province in Bicol?
No, my mom is Toledo. So, sa ano sila? Dait, Camarines Norte. Yeah.
You sure?
Wow. Toledo, yes. So, bati Toledo? Ka naman ng Bicol kasi hindi ako makabati eh. Bati ka ng Bicol.
Maraming labang gi po sa Indoga Boss, mga tugang, mga ibig sabihin, all my friends, mga kaibahan ta dyan sa Kabikulan. Maraming labang gi si Tess, good, they have a good dialect, Bicol dialect in Naga.
Ayan, so batabatiin natin si Tess din. Pati ka ng Bicol. Para matuwa ma'am pa sa akin.
Ang Bicolano dito.
Oh yeah.
Ayaw nga si Ruben.
Sa mga naghihinanyog, as in nagdadalan sa muya, join us. Join Attorney Eileen on her program and you will learn a lot. Magdangog po ka mo.
Oh yeah, thank you si Ruth. Bati ka saglit. Bicol din si Ruth.
Taga Albay yan si Ruth. Promise of Albay.
Maray na banggi sa Indoga Boss.
Ayan. So Wally, taga Bicol ka na rin.
Matawagin ko yung aking kabiyak. Who is the Bicolana.
Bicolana din.
Naga, Camarines.
Naga.
Sabihin mo turuan ka niya. But anyway, okay, so pag-usapan natin. Okay, so pagbalik natin, we will just pause for a short break. Pagbalik natin, pag-usapan natin ang Philippine Kalayaan, Houston. Kaya stick around.
All right.
Hello to everyone from Roof Chamber Radio. I'm encouraging all of you to stay here, stay in this chamber. If you want to be inspired, you want to be encouraged, this is where it's at. And we're all going to need this, especially, you know, in this new year that we're in. We don't know what's up for tomorrow. We don't know what's going to happen next week or next month. But I believe that when you gather with people who believe in the power, the faithfulness and the goodness of the Lord Jesus Christ, there is power in that in itself. So stay here. Stay in the Roof Chamber Radio. Be inspired, be encouraged, and let's all go through life, not on our own, and more than just with each other, but let's speak the faith, let's share the faith, let's live by faith, and let's walk by faith. God bless you all, everyone. From Roof Chamber Radio.
And we're back. Dito, nandito kayo tayo sa usapang off the record. At meron tayong kaibigang bumabate dito, si Bobby Reyes. Sabi niya, good evening to all of you. So nice to see everyone. It's nice to have you here also, Bobby. Bobby is also from the Philippine American Chamber of Commerce Greater Houston Region. Ayan. So, at dahil tayo nagbalik na after a short break, gusto na nating malaman kung ano nga ba itong PKH, the Philippine Kalayaan Houston. At syempre pa, dahil ngayon ay 2022, it's Philippine Kalayaan Houston 2022. Kaya tanungin na natin syempre si Wally. Wally, could you please tell us about the history of the Philippine Kalayaan Houston dito, of course, sa saan pa? Sa Houston.
Okay, well, of course, did that start immediately as a Philippine Kalayaan Houston way back in 2019. We organizations in the community were called by the Philippine Consulate to try to impart on us the need to have a common celebration of the Philippine Independence Day. So that was, shared by every leader that attended that particular meeting. And so we just, collaborated with each other, created some kind of ad hoc committee, no formal organization other than willingness to make it a successful celebration. And so, the first gathering or celebration was held at the Philippine Community Center and was attended also by by the Philippine Consul General, Jeryl Santos. And then, you know, that was a successful first attempt to have a common celebration. And so succeeding to that, and in fact, we made a little bit of income that we thought that will be necessary to, if we have to do another celebration the following year, we have generated some seed money. So that was a successful, you know, event. So it was participated by about 34 organizations, and each one, you know, were able to give their financial contribution as well as attendees. We had about 320 people that attended that first celebration of the Independence Day. But there was no PKH to speak of. Then the following, you know, after that event, sometime in August, the consulate again sent a letter to us, inviting us for another meeting to more or less discuss what happened during that first celebration and see what we can do to improve on you know, the first. So and again, this time there was a common consensus to have some kind of a formalized group. They call it temporary working group. Okay, and the committee chairs were elected at that meeting. I was, you know, fortunately elected the chairman of that particular group. And so what we did, we started, you know, meeting at the consulate. The consulate gave us the office, the consul office, to do our meeting. So, in essence, the formation of the Philippine Kalayaan Houston was a result of that particular meeting and instigated practically by the Philippine consulate. They are behind the formation of this. They want a common celebration of Independence Day by the community every year. So the intent was to have one group, okay, that will do that, and that where all the other organizations will be supporting. And you know, we collaborated with you know, practically all of those that were invited, about 40 organizations. So that's how it all started. And I think last year, of course, we had our second gathering, but this one as a formal sponsorship by Philippine Kalayaan Houston, and it was held in Lagumar Beach Resort somewhere in Texas. Texas City.
Yeah, okay. Look at the picture there, Wally. Is that's the place you're talking about, right? This was last year.
Again, this was widely successful. We had about 647 attendees, and participated by you know, I would say at least 30 organizations or 35 organizations, and also we have at this time because now it is a formal celebration, we even have you know, all the, you know, the youth as well as the not so young, the senior citizens participating in this.
All ages.
I have never been proud to be associated with certain leadership that the first group of officers of PKH had demonstrated. And you know, we really collaborated. Everybody, you know, was pitching in to what is needed, and so it was a successful event. And I think everyone shared our jubilation. And
I'm one of them, Wally. I attended that event. It was very hot, sizzling hot in Texas on that day.
The only weather. That was the start of the heat wave in Houston. So we did not anticipate that heat, but nevertheless, I think everybody still said it was a successful.
Yeah, it was. It was. We were all there, and it was fun to see Filipino performances doon, like yung kanina yung nakita natin ay Kalinga. And you've mentioned about the participation of the consulate, and you mentioned that they initiated the formation of this PKH, and
yes.
Then, and so now my question is, maybe Tess can tell us about the participation of the Philippine Consulate General here in Houston in this big celebration of the Philippine Independence Day. Not just you know the formation, but during the event itself.
Well, as Wally said, it was. Through our collaboration with the Philippine Consulate General that we selected the PKH board of directors and officers and committee chairs. And this year's celebration, we were given the full autonomy to go on with the program. They let us go. We used to, you know, to consult with them. Now they said, do whatever you want, just report to us what is going to happen, and we will, and that's the support they're giving us. And they will be there on Sunday for the celebration, of course, in full force. But it's through the PKH that the celebration is going to be successful. With yes. The cooperation of all the members, officers, and organizations, and sponsors, and the entertainers, and the Filipino community that will show up in droves on Sunday. So we're crossing our fingers to do a very successful Independence Day celebration, and we will try to make it better every year.
Of course. There's always room for, you know, improvement and making, you know, towards excellence. Yeah. And look at this picture. This was the consulate, right, Ruth? During the Kalayaan celebration last year, they were all there. Look at them.
Yeah.
Yes. All right. So, yes, of course, we're very excited that we are given more autonomy this year to plan for the event. And I'm pretty sure that that is because of the past performance of, you know, the PKH group. They saw that, oh, they can do this. They're, you know, that y'all can make it happen. So, kaya now, sabi nila, kayang-kayo na yan, di ba? Kayang-kaya naman natin to eh.
Di ba, kakayanin.
Oh yeah, so speaking of kakayanin, Ruth, pag-usapan naman natin kung ano yung mga roles and participation ng bawat isa sa in this year's Kalayaan 2022 event sa January. Of course, the celebration, the preparation is not just gonna happen overnight or in one day. As a matter of fact, so many meetings, so many months, you know, so many phone calls, Zoom conferences, in-person meetings ang nangyayari bago namin maihatid ang isang napakaganda at successful na event. So, tanungin natin si Ruth. Ruth, what is your role sa PKH this year, dito sa ating celebration ng Independence Day sa June 12. Tell us about your participation and role at saka ano yung mga, how are you preparing for the big event?
Okay, so I'm heading the registration committee this year, and we are about 12 ladies strong. We're trying to make sure that the registration process will be smooth. Sana walang waiting in line. That's our expectation. So, if you have...
Ruth, paano nila maiwasan yon? Yung waiting in line? Walang waiting in line? Paano natin maiwasan yan?
So, have a line.
Yeah. So, I encourage everyone. We had given out tickets. So, if you don't have your tickets... if you have your tickets, try to bring them to the event, to the venue. If you haven't paid, we accept all major credit cards, checks, cash. And also, if you don't want to wait in line, we also have registration online through Eventbrite. So that's also an option. And also, if you want to bring your kiddos, the kids are free from 5 years old below. So bring your kids. They're free.
Five and below are free. Yes. So
five and below are free.
Okay. So, that's good. Sino ba naman ang ayaw ng free, di ba?
Yeah.
Free na yon para sa mga bata. And then y'all are together as a family there. Y'all together as a family enjoying the event, enjoying Filipino culture, you know, enjoying meeting other Filipinos, maybe old friends, new friends, right? And so anything else you want to add to that, Ruth, before we ask the others?
Well, if you don't have tickets, you want to drop in, we accept drop-ins also, so just come on by this Sunday on June 12th.
Yeah, so don't worry if you don't have tickets, because once you get into the event venue, we're all there to help you whatever is your need at that time. Marami tayong mga volunteers na tutulong. So just attend, go to the event. Speaking of event na nga yan, so let's ask naman si Archie. Archie, what are your role and your participation for this big event on Sunday?
Yeah, okay, thank you. Yes, we're looking forward for a big celebration, actually, for the very first time that we organized this year. We're looking for a big crowd. And so, unlike the past celebration, it was an outdoor, and this time is an indoor. So that's our assumption, that this time we will have more kind of people to come and enjoy of course, the weather is inside. I mean, like, it's an indoor, so everything will be just be a comfortable way of staying there and then watching the program. So that's the our projection. So, last year, I don't know how we have actually put together a lot of good social media promotion and so forth like that, but we have a good crowd last year, but with this year we have lined up a lot of performers actually, and because we're looking like as an indoor, so a lot of people, performers will be invited, and the first time that we will be able to get or invite the mayor, Sylvester Turner, will be coming. So it was really a good setting that Filipinos will come together and see what's in Houston. So this will be missed by a lot of people if they will not be coming this celebration, because we have Mayor Turner, and then of course the whole bunch of the consulate staff will be there. And of course, the lineup of performers are so it's a huge performers, and then the parade of organizations, and of course, we are not just having one vendor. This time we have more than four, I think five vendors. That these are people that we want to promote their business. These are Filipino entrepreneurs, business people, Filipinos, and we want to have them promote their foods, and not only food, but we have also those businesses that are primarily owned by Pilams. So we have non-food vendors of eight groups, starting from the dealership of car, well, of course, the salesman, but of course, the own auto shop and insurance.
And a lot more, right? Yes. Archie, you're saying that this event is actually going to be not just a show But it's like an expo, and we will learn more about that as we, you know, as we discuss the details of the event. But we have here a question, and I think some of the questions here have already, you know, have already been answered. But let's just go ahead and read the question. Rusty Lopez is here. Thank you, Rusty, for joining us tonight. This is what he said. So Con Jen of PCG Houston at Rachel Alejandro's concert last night at Jerry's Grill. Is the Congen going to attend the Houston Kalayaan Celebration 2022? That's his first question. And the second question is, the mayor of Houston will also attend the celebration. So I think RT has already mentioned that the mayor of Houston will be attending the celebration. But Tess, you want to go ahead and answer the first question? Is the Congen going to attend the Houston Kalayaan Celebration 2022?
As I have mentioned earlier, the PCG Houston will be there in full force.
Well, okay.
Let me confirm this. Because of the invitation of the ambassador, which is stationed in the Washington DC, it's confirmed that Congen will not be attending because he was not able to get a flight which will be delayed. So the flight was in 2 o'clock, so there's no way that he could attend the celebration. So apparently...
RG, all the other members of the community, yes. I mean, of the consulate will be there, just like what Tess mentioned, it's going to be full force. So,
yeah, starting from Consul.
Consul Gilbert Segarra and Vice Consul Marco Lopez and all the entire family of Philippine Consulate General here in Houston. Now, here's another question. This is from Orly Ardizon. His question is, what are the similarities or differences of PKH with the PIDCI of New York, or both organizations share the same mission? Wally, do you want to answer this question? What are the similarities daw ng PKH and then yung PIDC, tama ba ako, PIDCI of New York? Kasi I believe nagkaroon sila ng parade recently, di ba? Do you have any idea? Do you know this group, the organization? Wally, you are muted.
Yeah, to answer that question.
Yes, that's a question ready. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay,
to answer that. PDIC New York has been established for years and years, and they have the annual parade, and that is located in New York. While PKH is obviously located in Houston, and we've just and because the consulate has just reestablished here in Houston 3 years ago, we are a young group. Maybe later on we'll be as grand and celebrate it just like New York with a parade.
Yes,
but I don't think we can do a parade here in Houston. They will be dropping off like flies in this heat. That's why we're doing it indoors in the biggest ballroom in Houston, the Bayou Center, the Bayou City. Event center.
Yeah. Well, thank you for that question and thank you for the answer. Tess, here's another question. Let's put it up. From Shell DeSeco, what is the contingency plans for the peace and order or plans for any emergency situation? I guess Wally can answer this question after we come back from a short break. So stick around.
Hi. We are so pleased to be with you. Thank you for being with us. We want to invite you to be part of the Difusión Latina, Portal de Fe. We are the Spanish Ministry of Roof Chamber Radio, and we are so blessed to be with these guys all around the world. Please be with us on YouTube and Facebook. We would love very much to know how God is blessing you, and please come along and support us. God bless you, and see you then.
And we're back. We're still here sa usapang off the record. And here we have a question here. Okay, so Shell DeSecco, thank you for joining us tonight. And this is her question again. What is the contingency plans for the peace and order or plans for any emergency situation? So maybe Wally can talk about the time, the venue, the parking and security Bayou Event Center this Sunday.
Okay. Well, you know, we have, of course, a group. The Knights of Rizal, a Texas Area Command, has been requested to provide the normal security. There will be two security police officers that will be stationed during the event. But in addition to that, we have the Knights of Rizal, Texas Area Command, as well as another group, the Alpha Phi Omega Fraternity Organization, providing most of the manpower. And there will be assigned to various locations to be sure that peace and order is maintained.
Okay, good. That's good. So, ngayon pala nagpapasalamat tayo sa KOR at saka sa APO.
APO. Alpha Phi Omega.
Yes. Meron din tayo, sa UP. Iba kasi, nalala ko siyang APO when I was first year freshman. And then, nagkaroon tayo ng, yung Christmas celebration natin. And meron silang tradition. Sige, hindi ko nababanggitin yan. Okay. APO ka ba, Wally?
Gamma Sigma Pi. Proud.
So, hindi ka tumakbo, ha? Hindi ka tumakbo. You know what I mean. Okay.
Well, the APO, by the way, will be the marshals that will be roaming around and assigned to strict locations.
Okay, good. That's good. Let's go ahead, Archie.
Actually, Eileen, the confirmed security is two armed.
Yeah.
They are not policemen, okay. But they are the own security that is being provided by the Bayou City. They are armed. I mean, it's not just a security, but they are armed security. Plus, of course, the 15-plus local security above all associations, different KOR and APO.
Okay, that's
so
good.
That makes a lot of securities.
Yeah, so kasi may one time nagtanong nga, so they raised a concern na yung how secured. And the good thing about this year's event is it's indoor, you know, so we can pretty much control the crowd na pumapasok at lumalabas. And it's also a good thing na meron tayong mga armed the security and also mga volunteers na handang tumulong at to make sure now we are all safe while we are celebrating this very big event. And so Tess, tell us more about the program, including yung mga guests. I know that that Archie and you probably already have mentioned a little bit about it, so we want to know kung ano yung mga expectations namin pag pumunta kami sa event.
Well, we have vendors on site, so it's a bit of a business expo for our local business owners. We have non-food and food vendors. So when you go to the festival, you can avail of the food vendors offering Filipino cuisine and everything else. And also, we will have entertainment from different groups and singers, the cultural ambassadors. We have dance groups. We have singers and music. It is a festival. It's a fiesta, sort of. And to highlight Filipino talent, and also to remind them, we are celebrating the Philippine, we commemorate and celebrate Philippine independence, Houston style.
Yes, thank you. And also, katulad nga ng nabanggit ni Ruth kanina, ito yung ating flyer, of course, nandiyan ang mga information, mahalagang information na kailanin malaman. So ano pa, Ruth, ang dapat nilang malaman about registration? Meron ka pa bang gustong idagdag?
Yeah. So once they enter and they're all paid, they will be given red wristbands before they enter the venue. So I will encourage everybody to wear the wristbands because we will have security around the place. If they don't, if they see you without your wristbands, they might escort you out. So encourage that. Use the wristbands after you pay.
Okay. So so an expectation, they have to wear this wristband. And and you've mentioned the color, diba? And
it's
throughout
red,
kasi, it's red. And throughout kasi, if you want to go out, you know, or come back, because the event is from Wally from 11 to?
11 to 5.
Okay, 11 to 5. So, Eileen, yes, Archie?
Eileen, we just get a word from what call this, from Anthony, program committee chair. Our local field reporter, Roseanne Aragon, will be joining us from 12 to 2:30. So that's one thing that, you know, we can just tell everybody here that we have a local reporter and a Filipino, full blood Filipino.
Yes, that's very nice.
Roseanne. Yeah.
Of course, we all know Ro Aragon.
Yeah.
Now, I'm showing you, Wally, this is the top view of the event center. So we just want to emphasize to others na mga nagtatanong about parking, you know, kung malaki ba, they're very concerned about it. Look at that. That's the ang buong yan ay parking space. So hindi kayo mauubusan ng parking kahit tagdadalawang kotse pa ang dali ninyo. Sa event, di ba?
Okay, that's the best thing,
Yes, so we have a very big venue, very full pack programs, security tight event. So, ano pang hanapin ninyo, di ba? Nasa loob tayo, so kahit nagaano man kainit sa labas, the program will, we all are going to enjoy the event. So, now, nako, eto na. I just want to share pala because the Philippine Kalayaan Houston 2022 ay hindi lamang syempre kami. Ano? We also have other ano, members. And do you want to just say hi to them? Whoever wanted to say hi or give shout out to our hardworking PKH Board of Directors. This picture is not complete kasi wala yung iba. But you go ahead, Archie. Let's just give shout out to our hardworking Board of Directors ng PKH.
Yes, let's start. Of course, let's start from you. Eileen is always there. And then thank you for this tonight's program. And then you are the one
By the way, Archie is the chair of the PKH 2022 and I'm the vice chair. And then we have all the other the committees.
Go ahead, Eileen. Make the announcement for the Do you have that list anyway?
But I just memorized the people.
So let's just start from the picture. Claudette. Yeah. Claudette is here. He's the one. He's our treasurer. Of course, yourself is right there. And Ruth.
And Ruth.
Ruth is in charge of the registration. Myself, Christina Arca. With he is co-chair of the promotion, of course Wally, the first our past chairman. This is June. Actually, this is the time that June was inducted. Also, June is the one in charge with the protocol and security. And Jan Ulit, who is all in charge of he's the auditor. Okay. Is the auditor and absent there is Tess who also the chair for the venue and arrangement and decorations.
And then Anthony,
Anthony is not here too. He's the program chair.
And Amy also.
Who else? Amy
was not here too, but is the one Ways and Means. Yeah, he's the chair for that.
And Bong Sosa.
John.
Bong Sosa is the guy from Sterling McCall Toyota, and now he's our promotion chair together with Arca.
And then Cherry.
Cherry Medrano is the person where everywhere you go, you can see Cherry is the person who in charge of all those vendors, especially the food.
Mm-hmm.
He is the person. Okay.
And our secretary.
John.
Dr. John John.
Yes.
Dr. John John. He is the first guy who put up the 1,000 platinum Summer Lake, Texas. Yes. John John is also in charge of the committee.
He's a secretary.
And also we would like to give thanks to all our sponsors, ang ating mga sponsors sa event. Of course, makikilala nila kung sino-sino ang mga sumusuporta sa celebration natin ngayong linggo. We have, of course, our souvenir programs, you know, if you want to advertise, Wally. I guess it's time, ang bilis ng oras, diba? And we really wanted to invite everybody. So let's go ahead and invite them. Let's start with Wally.
Okay. Well, you know, again, to all the Filipinos listening to this program, as well as the other nationalities, we invite you to attend our celebration this coming Sunday. This is going to be a special event honoring our Independence Day in the Philippines 124 years ago. And we like to demonstrate our patriotic allegiance to the country of our birth. And so this is a special moment that we all can gather. You know, we are supposedly 100,000 strong in the greater Houston, including those TNT. But otherwise, you know, this is going to be, everybody will be enjoying the event.
All right, thank you. And Tess, want to invite them to join us on Sunday?
Oh, yes, please come and join us. Bring your friends and family and enjoy food, camaraderie. And it's also usually a reunion time for busy people who don't see each other much. So you come to the celebration and see your friends who are there.
Yes, thank you. And Ruth?
Magkita-kita po tayo sa linggo, sa Araw ng Kalayaan. And other Filipinos also say, Araw ng Kasarinlan ng Pilipinas.
So. Ayan. Thank you. And Archie?
Yes. Ito po yung pagkakataon natin na pagbigyan natin ang mga ang sarili natin, makita yung mga tao na may negosyo, merong mga mahusay na mag-perform. Makikita po natin yan sa isang group lang. Ito yung pagkakataon natin, makita natin din si Mayor Turner at yung mga Pilipino po, yung nabanggit ni Sir Wally na 100,000, kayang-kaya po natin pumunta dito. Sa ano lang po, sa ticket lang na ano, napakababa, pero ang importante po, makita natin yung kabuuan ng mga Pilipino na pupunta dito, pasayahin natin, mabuhay po yung Pilipinas. Pumunta tayo, makita natin ang sarili natin, yung mga pamilya, mga friends natin, buong-buo nandyan sa This Is Po.
Ayan, and maraming salamat. And of course, bago tayo magtuloy magpaalam, nandyan si Bobby Reyes. Sabi niya, see all of you on Sunday, mabuhay ang Pilipinas. Maraming salamat sa lahat mga nakinig at nakasama namin dito sa live show, sa mga manunood later on ng recorded live show namin at sa podcast. Maraming salamat. Bago tayo magpaalam, I just want to give shout out to Fenji Villasin, ang ating technical support director, magpagaling ka na, Fenji.
Get well.
Get well soon. We miss you here on the show. And syempre pa, mga kaibigan, kababayan, I'll see you all next week sa isa na namang Usapang Off the Record. This is Eileen. Have a great weekend, everyone. Good night.
Sunday.
See you on Sunday.
See you Sunday.
See you on Sunday. Make it worth it.